Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. 5:23 on a Wednesday morning. A warm-up show edition, of course. Going to the top of the hour to be Jerry and Boomer, Boomer and Jerry, whatever order you want to put that in. You got CeeLo in for Jerry and the great Mike Fliegelman sitting in for Al Dukes this morning. And he's got his Jets sweatshirt on, pumped up. Mike Williams signing the one-year contract. So, look, on paper, makes a ton of sense. As Carlin would say, the Jets were looking for that established veteran wideout to put opposite Garrett Wilson. Look, he has injury concerns. We know that. But at least these guys the Jets are bringing aboard fall in line with sort of this short-term outlook you've got in this window right now with Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Tyron Smith on a one-year deal. This is a one-year deal, and you can say up to $15 million as much as you want. We know that's probably going to be heavily incentive-driven, probably be a lower number. So I know Evan was calling him napping Joe early in free agency, Joe Douglas, but they've come on pretty strong here over the course of the last week or so in terms of addressing some of the needs and the holes in the roster.
I mean, this is, I don't know how you can't praise Joe Douglas effusively for what he's done the last few days. And yes, of course, there are players with injury concerns. Tyron Smith, Mike Williams, Aaron Rodgers technically is one now coming off the Achilles. Why I love it from a Jets perspective is, if they're right about these guys, if they're healthy, if it works, then it can work to the extent that you win a Super Bowl. This isn't, well, if it works, they're a playoff contender and maybe can win 10, 11 games and, you know, give you a fun season. It's if things work out to the maximum of their potential, they're one of the small handful of teams that can win a championship. And after so many Jets off seasons where, you know, they're signing guys with injury concerns to be one piece when you need four more, and it's like, okay, well, even if this guy hits his ceiling, what's the team going to do? This is now a situation where if Mike Williams is healthy and the player that he's been whenever he's been on the field in his career, and if Tyron Smith is healthy and the player he's been every time he's been on the field in a 13-year career with Aaron Rodgers, with Garrett Wilson, with Breece Hall, I mean, you have the makings of an offense that could be one of the top 10 or 5 in the league. We already know the Jets have a top 5 defense, and that's a team that can make a run. They're in a tough conference. The Chiefs are still there and better than everybody, but that's why I love it from the Jets' perspective is this. If it works, it is a real Super Bowl contender, not just, maybe they could win 8-9 games.
You at all surprised, maybe, I know in free agency at this stage doesn't always really work this way at all, especially because we haven't gotten into, like, OTAs or even off-season conditioning or anything like that. But a guy coming off a torn ACL, like obviously they do the medicals and the physical and so on and so forth for him to officially put pen to paper and sign the deal. But like any concern about, well, would have been nice to get like a workout in, see where he's at, that sort of thing. Because it was week 3 last year, so in theory it's enough time that he should have recovered, but a guy who's numbers like, you know, yards per catch had already started to decline a little bit. Now he's got an ACL, he's about to turn 30. I mean, it's a one-year deal, so who cares, you know? But from that standpoint of, hey, we want to put somebody legitimate and reliable across from Garrett Wilson, and we haven't seen the guy on the field for a while now, and he is coming off a significant injury.
Yeah, you'd probably like to, but I'm sure they did some kind of, you know, looking at him. He'll take a physical, so there's something there that, or I guess because he signed, he took the physical.
I mean, the physical, I would think, is done in order for him to actually sign the contract. Yeah.
So, like, I don't think they would have signed the deal if they thought there were any major red flags there.
Yeah.
It's, and like you said, because it's a one-year deal, they're banking on the potential here, knowing that this is 1 year, maybe two. I know Rodgers has talked about 3-4, but yeah, I think if you're the Jets, you have to, and you're thinking about two max, but really doing everything you possibly can in this 1 year before you have to worry about extensions for any of your young superstars, before you have to worry about some cap hits and dead cap that's going to come and impact the team next year. So even if, you know, they're slightly worried, at least from my perspective as a Jets fan, I don't care because it's, listen, everything you could possibly do in this 1 year, try to win. It should have been a 2 year window. It got knocked down to one because of Rodgers tearing his Achilles, but do everything you possibly can to win this year, because this isn't a team that's built, you know, the Jets 3-4 years ago were building with an eye towards the future. Future is here. Future is right now.
Yes.
It's this upcoming season. Anything else after that? One, don't worry. I don't worry as a fan. Two, if you're Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, and this is why I think Jets fans were on Joe Douglas at the start of free agency period. Like, hey, Joe, if you don't make the playoffs and have some kind of run year, you're not making these decisions next year. So ultimately, the Jets ended up having that kind of offseason and free agency period, and it's one that I fully support. It's what they need. For every organization's in a different spot. The Giants needed to hit reset and start building for the future. The Jets are in a spot where it's Super Bowl this year.
And as is always or often the case with these free agent contracts, you wait to see how it's structured, right?
It's
you
so fugazi.
Up to $15 million. We heard up to $20 million with Tyron Smith, and those numbers came out yesterday. And it's basically $6.5 million fully guaranteed and a lot of other things tied to incentives. So I would imagine similar with Williams, 15 max. I'm thinking as far as guaranteed money, probably same ballpark, I would think, is what Tyron Smith got.
I mean, you would definitely think
5 to 7
half
range.
Half of that at the most, so 7.5 at the most. And a part of it's because they both have injury concerns, but even Tyron Smith was an all-pro, second-team all-pro last year, started 13 games plus the playoffs. What Jets fans and Jets haters, because you know, everybody loves to mock the Jets, and it's easy, and 99% of it they deserve. You have to acknowledge that the Jets right now, as much as we may disagree with a lot of the stuff he says off the field, does off the field, some of the personality, the Jets are a destination because of Aaron Rodgers, because of Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, C.J. Mosley. Like, that's something that, I mean, the Jets were a disaster when Joe Douglas took over. It probably took a little bit longer than Joe Douglas and Woody Johnson and any Jets fan would have liked for them to get to this point. But they are there now where, you know, again, I mentioned last segment, the players, Odell Beckham Jr. was supposed to come in and potentially sign. He never made it there. Calais Campbell is somebody who was supposed to visit with the Jets. The Falcons end up locking him up. There have been players over the years that never made it to the Jets. Anthony Barr was a player that agreed to a deal with the Jets and then went back on it.
The
That's not the
Hill
case
situation
right
situation was a little different.
Right, where he just used the Jets to get a better situation. That's not the case right now. It doesn't mean they're going to win on the field, but they're one of a handful of teams where players are looking at and saying, all right, I can win there and I can, you know, maximize my situation in a 1 year bet on myself gamble. This is not just a good spot for the team, but it's a good spot for me. And that is extremely rare for the New York Jets.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, so here we are now. They've addressed on paper the offensive line. They've got their five starters. You got Tyrod Taylor to back up Rodgers. You got Williams opposite Garrett Wilson. Obviously, Breece Hall's there already. So it gives them options and flexibility as far as what they want to do in the draft. And we can't predict what's going to happen ahead of them. But as it stands this morning, right now, you'd like to see them go where? Is it Brock Bowers?
The brain says still offensive tackle, but okay. I tell you, Cee, as a big college football fan, you know, I'm one of those lunatics that's inside in the fall watching.
I don't know.
Like Eddie, we love college football. And I know Eddie probably thinks this too from how much he watches. Brock Bowers is a special player. This isn't just, oh, like one of the top tight ends of the class is going that high. This is, you know, there are game-changing tight ends that transform offenses. Look at what Sam Laporta did for the Lions and Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Look what Kittle has meant to the Niners in his tenure. Patrick Mahomes lost all of his wide receivers. It didn't matter in part because he had Travis Kelce. There are game changers at that position. As much as I like Conklin, and I've been a big Jeremy Rucker guy, the local kid, loved him at Ohio State, thought he was undervalued in an offense that just didn't need him because they had C.J. Stroud and great
all
running
wide
game.
Receivers.
And then three of the top 10, 15 wide receivers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. As much as I believe in that group, Brock Bowers is one of those, hey, this kid is special. It can really just blow the ceiling off of what this Jets offense can be and make it, I hate the word elite, but it's the one that is popping into my head right now. I'd be happy if they took a tackle because, Smith is a one-year deal. Moses
sure.
is older.
Right.
I'd be fine with that. It's probably the smart long-term decision. But as I'm thinking, hey, let's just push all the chips in, worry about the rest later, Brock Bowers is really tempting.
Yeah, and not to overstate it, but this is like a 12-year Hall of Fame kind of guy.
Wow.
Yeah, like I almost hate, because I hate putting that kind of pressure on these guys. He's the gold jacket kind of player.
Yeah.
But he looks every bit the part of that.
And it's amazing every year we go, we get further and further away from it. And he wasn't a game breaker. But the last true number one legit tight end they had, unless I'm forgetting somebody, was Dustin Keller, correct?
It's been a very long time, yeah.
I mean, he was good. I'm not saying, this guy, Bowers seems more dynamic than that. But, you think about today's NFL and that security blanket and the tight end position.
Yeah, they certainly haven't had someone in this era of what tight ends have been really since.
No.
I mean, you can even think back to, Peyton Manning uses tight ends a lot. But really when Gronk and Aaron Hernandez changed the game for the Patriots.
Antonio
Gronk
Gates.
Specifically, the Tony Gonzalez's of the world. They haven't had a player even reach, scratch the surface of that kind of talent at the position. And Brock Bowers is that plug and play. He can block as well, so you don't have to worry about losing a lot there. He's a guy from week one. Again, I look at the easiest comparison is what Sam Laporta did last year with the Lions. Steps on the field right away, and he's one of the top 5 to 10 tight ends in the game with the potential to be one of the number one or two in the league.
And Fleegs, now, I was very excited about Kyle Pitts out of Florida. I don't know if that's more of a Falcons situation.
Seems like a Falcons situation.
I think
we're
it's
gonna
a Falcons
find out
situation.
This year
but
with
you're right.
Cousins
he's
there.
The last one that kind of came out with
he went
this
higher.
Kind of hype around him. Yeah, he went early.
Number four, I think.
But I always looked at that as a Falcons situation. Kyle Pitts is going to be one of those guys this year when people are betting on player props or in fantasy drafts. They're going to be looking at Kyle Pitts of
Kirk Cousins
going from Desmond Ritter throwing the ball to you or trying to throw the ball to you to Kirk Cousins actually throwing the ball your way.
Yeah. For sure.
But yes, Eddie's right. The last player maybe with this kind of hype, it didn't work out. But again, that was a bad situation.
He's a couple years in. It's not like we've written his NFL story in full.
And he hasn't been terrible. He just hasn't put up the numbers that anybody expected.
Yeah, they were not using him sometimes. Bijan Robinson, to an extent, last year, I would say more traction than Pitts got, especially as the year went along. But there were
both of them had issues where Falcons fans
were
saying, why are these guys...
Or fantasy owners.
Not right. Why are they not the focal point of the offense? Not only are they the talents, they're both guys you spend top 10 picks on in the draft, but Bowers would come to a situation with the Jets where they have two legitimate wide receivers. One is definitely a number one. One, there are teams that kind of have believed over the years he could be a one. They have a superstar running back, and they have a Hall of Fame quarterback. So the pressure wouldn't be there right away, and he can just kind of find his way within that offense. It's extremely tempting, but it's also, I mean, I could have never imagined even a week ago, as much as I'm a Joe Douglas guy, that the Jets could have been in a spot where they have plugged all of the, they needed three starters on the offensive line and a number two receiver. The thought was, okay, well, we'll see. Whichever one they don't sign will be clearly where they're intending to go in the draft, and now they can pick either one if a receiver they like falls. So Daniel Jeremiah had a mock yesterday. This was before Mike Williams signed, where he had them trading 10 and a future 2 to move up to 5 for Marvin Harrison Jr.
I saw that.
Who I think is another one of those kind of gold jacket instant talents right away, one of the top 10, 15 receivers in the league. They can now trade down, which is something that wasn't an option. It's now going to be where it could have been a really nerve-wracking month, month and a half for Jets fans. Now it's a lot of fun because now it's possibilities, and now that, you know, unless they take another pass rusher, which I doubt, or a defensive tackle, then it seems like they can't do a lot of wrong in the first round, whether it's tackle, Bowers, receiver that falls, or they trade down. I think Jets fans will be happy no matter what, and that is the rarest feeling in the world.
Real quick, off the defense, I know about Bryce Huff. I know about Jordan Whitehead. Any other key guys that they've lost so far in free agency that I'm forgetting or missing?
The Quentin Jefferson, but they seem like they've replaced him with Kinlaw. Ashton Davis might not return if he can get a
but nothing starting job. The main pieces.
No, not like the corners
it's
are still there.
Whitehead.
They've added to that quarterback room.
Because I'm just thinking, like, I could see they're going to get the offense figured out now, and the defense, as good as it's been the last 2 years, you don't want to see them take a step back. The pressure's on now, right? We have our questions about Saleh. But you can see that. You can see
the magnifier. It is solely on him right now.
Yeah, but even from a head coach standpoint and an overall team standpoint, for sure. But if they are going to score points and be a legit offense and be a playoff contender, that, you know, you can't fall back on the, well, the defense is holding them in the game. You know, if it's late in the game and they give up a drive or a big score,
no, like, defense they're going to get. And like the thing with the defense has been the last couple of years. Well, they need to play with a lead so they can unleash that pass rush. All right, well, now if you have a lead, they better deliver on that promise. And I'm sure they'll still look to add one. They were supposed to bring in Clowney for a visit. Maybe it's him.
Is that happening today or not?
I heard it was happening early this week, so maybe they got Mike Williams out of the way. Now Clowney will be today.
All right.
Whether it's later in the draft or something else, they're going to have to add a couple of pieces to the defense. They'll have to replace White. They'll have to add another safety. They're bringing Chuck Clark back, who missed the season last year with an injury. But it wasn't like the holes were not as glaring as what existed on the offense.
Of course. Right. When you come off a year
where
you
there were
that
four
well.
Out of 11 in a starting lineup.
All right. Well, it's at least for now, as all we can do in March, it's fun and exciting as they plug some of those holes. So that's a fun story for this morning. We'll step aside. We got a little bit more to do here on the warm-up show, including live baseball coming up at the top of the hour, believe it or not. That'll be fun to monitor. You got CeeLo and Fleegs in for Jerry and Al. Jerry and Boomer coming up at the top of the hour here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.